Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 3. The title of the chapter is Talks Between Lord Shiva and Sati. Text number 22. Prati Udgama Prasharana Abhivadanam Vidiyate Sadhu Mita Sumadhyame Pragyai Parasmai Purushaya Chetasa Guha Sayaya Eva na deha manine. Prati udgama prashraya abhivadanam. Prati udgama prashraya na abhivadanam. Vidiyate sadumita sumadhyame Vidiyate sadumita sumadhyame Pragyai parasmai purushaya chetasa Pragyai parasmai purushaya chetasa Guha swaya eva na deha manine Guha swaya eva na deha manine Prati udgama Standing up from one seat. Prashrayana. Welcoming. Abhivadanam. Obeisances. Vidiyate. Or intended. Sadhu. Proper. Mitaha. Mutually. Sumadhyame. My dear young wife. Pragnyai. By the wise, parasmai, unto the supreme, purushaya, unto the super soul, chetasa, with the intelligence, guhasvayaya, sitting within the body, eva, certainly, na, not, deha manine, to the person identifying with the body. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. My dear young wife, certainly friends and relatives offer mutual greetings by standing up, welcoming one another and offering obeisances. But those who are elevated to the transcendental platform, being intelligent, offer such respects to the super soul who is sitting within the body, not to the person who identifies with the body. Translation responsibly, please. My dear young wife, certainly friends and relatives offer mutual greetings by standing up, welcoming one another and offering obeisances. But those who are elevated to the transcendental platform, being intelligent, offer such respects to the super soul who is sitting within the body, not to the person who identifies with the body. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. It may be argued that since Daksha was the father-in-law of Lord Shiva, it was certainly the duty of Lord Shiva to offer him respect. In answer to that argument, it is explained here that when a learned person stands up or offers obeisances in welcome, He offers respect to the super soul who is sitting within everyone's heart. It is seen, therefore, among Vaishnavas that even when a disciple offers obeisances to his spiritual master, the spiritual master immediately returns the obeisances because they are mutually offered not to the body but to the super soul. Therefore, the spiritual master also offers respect to the super soul situated in the body of the disciple. The Lord says in Srimad Bhagavatam that offering respect to his devotee is more valuable than offering respect to him. Devotees do not identify with the body, so offering respect to a Vaishnava means offering respect to Vishnu. It is stated also that as a matter of etiquette, as soon as one sees a Vaishnava, one must immediately offer him respect, indicating the super soul sitting within. A Vaishnava sees the body as a temple of Vishnu. Since Lord Shiva had already offered respect to the super soul in Krishna consciousness, offering respect to Daksha, who identified with his body, was already performed. There was no need to offer respect to his body, for that is not directed by any Vedic injunction. In this Srimad Bhagavatam section, we are discussing about how Daksha was inimical or envious towards Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva didn't get up, but Daksha started cursing and doing all these things. So here in this verse, it is mentioned, Srila Prabhupada explains, Daksha was the father-in-law of Lord Shiva. So out of social etiquette, out of social etiquette, then Lord Shiva should have stood up from his seat and then offered respects. But Lord Shiva didn't do that. And Prabhupada explains here, it's like in answer to the argument, it is explained that when a learned person stands up or offers obeisances in welcome, he offers respect to the super soul who is sitting within everyone's heart. So, when we offer obeisances, we not offer obeisance to the body. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, many places he is saying, I am situated within the heart. Sarvasya chaham, hriti sannivishto, mattaha smritir jnanam apohanam. Krishna says that. I am situated in everyone's heart as a Paramatma. So when we offer obeisances, we offer obeisances to the Paramatma. Yeah, the spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada explained, yeah, we offer respect to the spiritual master, we offer respect to the Vaishnava. So we have to offer obeisances. As we are offering obeisance to the spirit, so super soul. And same way, the other person also, he also returns the obeisances by offering the respects to the super soul. So this is the etiquette. And also, Srila Prabhupada explains here, when a learned person stands up or offers obeisances in welcome, he offers respect to the super soul who is sitting within the heart, within everyone's heart. It is seen, therefore, among Vaishnavas that even when a disciple offers obeisances to his spiritual master, the spiritual master immediately returns the obeisances because they are mutually offered not to the body but to the super soul. So they also follow the same etiquette. So the obeisances paying, it's not like a procedure, it's not like some kind of ritual. Offering obeisances is like say dandavat. When you say dandavat, especially when the male devotees, when they pay dandavat, danda means they just fall down, like a dandavat, like a rod falling down. Rod is falling down. Matajis, they perform the panchanga, the different obeisances are there. So when we do that, the consciousness should be, we pay obeisances to the super soul within this body. Here, nowadays, when we worship deities and when we worship the spiritual master, some materialistic people, they complain, oh, why are you worshipping these idols? But they go to all the tombs and they worship. They do offer details, procedures, and that samadhi, this samadhi, they don't want to name the samadhis. They go, what is that? Actually, the spirit soul has left the body. You just worship the body. The body of a spiritual master, advanced Vaishnava, is worshipable. Yeah, that's no doubt about that. But it's not like any common man. Just you don't have to worship. You don't have to worship. Because this is like as soon as the spirit soul leaves this body, the body becomes useless. There is nothing there. So we keep statue of this one, statue of that one. So all this, it is not that they go there and pay obeisances. But we come and pay obeisances to Krishna. Oh, no, we don't do idol worship. Here Sakshat Krishna is standing there and he is Archa Vigraha and he is ready to ready to accept our offerings, accept our obeisances, but we are not interested. But instead we pay obeisances in Samadhi, that Samadhi or this Samadhi. Yeah, you go to the Samadhi Mandir of our great Vaishnavas, there you get the blessings, there you seal the vibration. So Srila Prabhupada says, the spiritual master or the advanced Vaishnava, his body is not material. Ihayasya Haredhasya Karmana Nikila api Jivan Muktasya Urjate. This body is used in Krishna's service, is automatically spiritual. There is no material tinge in this body. There is no material tinge in this body. That is why that body is like a Srila Prabhupada gives the example of the iron rod put into the fire. When you put the iron rod into the fire, it remains iron rod for some time. But after that it becomes hot, red hot. At one point in time it becomes so hot, then it is as good as a fire. It's no longer any iron. The same way, the body of a Vaishnava, body of the spiritual master, then it engaged in the Krishna's service, it becomes completely spiritual. So that way we offer obeisances and then we get the blessings. So this is the way. When we see a Vaishnava, immediately we offer obeisances. Because Lord Krishna is situated as a Paramatma in everyone's heart. Not only Vaishnava's heart, everyone's heart is situated. That is why Bhagavad Gita Krishna says, the fifth chapter, he gives, this is like the Pandita Samadarshana. Pandita sees equally. Vidya Vinaya Sampanne Brahmane Gavihastini Sunikshaifa Supakecha Pandita Samadarshina. Pandita, he is Samadarshina. How Pandita is seeing equal? The body is not same. The elephant's body is different, dog's body is different, cat's body is different, Brahmana's body is different. From bodily wise, these things are differences are there. But the Pandita, he sees not the body, he sees the spirit soul. Because he sees the spirit soul, he offers obeisances. He does not want to commit any offense to anyone. He does not create any disturbance to any living entity. As long as the person sees like that, then there is no question of how he will commit any offense to anyone. He sees Paramatma everywhere. Like a Mahabhagavat devotee, he does not see anything. He does not see anything. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, wherever you see me, you are never lost. Huh? Remember that sloka? Remember that sloka Krishna says? Yomam pasyati sarvatra sarvam samai pasyati tasyaham na pranashyami sasamena pranashyati. Krishna says, I am not lost to anything because he's like a devotee sees me everywhere. And I am also, this is like there is a transcendental reciprocation going on between the devotee and the Lord. The Lord is always looking for the devotee and the devotee everywhere he sees only Lord only. He does not see anything else. Chaitanya Charitamrita also says, the stavara jangama deki na deke tara murti. He does not see anything. He just sees wherever he sees Lord. He sees the mountain, he sees the Lord. Like Madhavendra Puri, he says in his prayer, whenever I see the cloud, blue is raining cloud, he just faints. We don't faint actually. When we see the cloud, we thought it's a good time for enjoyment actually. But Madhavendra Puri sees the blue cloud, then he faints. So then he says in his prayer, it's like a different things always reminds him of Krishna. So this is the devotee always reminds anything he sees, whether he goes here, whether in this situation, he goes to other situation, whatever condition he may be, he is always reminded of the Lord in all circumstances because he sees the super soul, he sees the Paramatma. That is why he is able to samadarshi. Otherwise in the material vision, there is no samadarshi. You can't have you have to have a brotherhood, this hood, that hood, all these hood will fail actually. Unless otherwise, we understand there is a common denominator. Supreme Lord is situated within the heart. If you don't understand that, you can't have a brotherhood, this good or that good. You can't have that. So that is why Krishna says in this, Lord Prabhupada says, the spiritual master also offers respect to the super soul situated within the body of the disciple. The Lord says in Srimad Bhagavatam that offering respect to his devotee is more valuable than offering respect to him. This is another another point. So Srimad Bhagavatam, Lord is personally saying. One place I was reading, there may be different places it is mentioned, but I was reading Madbhakta Pujyabhidika. Madbhakta. My devotee is to be worshipped more than him. Sometimes we think Lord is worshipable. Yes, Lord is worshipable. But Lord considers his devotee is more worshipable than him. Once Mother Parvati asked Lord Shiva, again the same Lord Shiva's topic here, what is the best form of worship? What is the best form of worship? He asked. Then Lord Shiva answers that Aradhananam Sarvesham Vishnur Aradhanam Param Tasmat Parataram Devi Tadiyannam Samarchanam. This Aradhananam Sarvesham Vishnur Aradhanam Param. Of all Aradhana, of all types of worship, best form of worship is Lord Vishnu's worship. Then he says, Tasmat Parataram Devi, there is one better worship than Lord Vishnu's worship. What is that? Tasmat Parataram Devi, Tadiyannam Samarchanam. This better than the Lord Vishnu's worship is the paraphernalia or the devotees associated with Lord Vishnu, that is more than Lord Vishnu's worship. So this is like sometimes the Lord gives himself actually. Lord gives himself because sometimes Lord wants to prove my devotee is better than me. The material world, like always the competition going on. I am better than you, you are better than me, all this. But here in the transcendental reciprocation, Lord wants to sometimes, he always in the superior position. He always orders. Lord always orders. He does not, he is not order supplier for anyone. But the same Lord, sometimes he wants to become a, somebody wants him to chastise. He wants somebody to be chastising. Or he wants somebody to be like, he is superior to me. He is more greater than me. So that type of mood is there in the Lord. That is why we have Damodar Leela. We have Damodar Leela. Lord wants to become subservient. He is never subservient to anyone, but he wants to be subservient. He wants to be controlled. He always a controller, but he wants to be controlled also. So this is the wonderful the reciprocation between the Lord. So why he would become a Parthasarathi? There is not a Parthasarathi, it's not a very high profile job or anything, because this is like becoming a chariot driver. It's not a very wonderful this thing. But still he became a chariot driver to just to prove for my devotee I am prepared to do anything. The whole Bhagavad Gita is a testimony to that. For my devotee I am prepared to do anything. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, my devotee will not be vanquished. Shipram bhavati dharmatma sasvasantim nigachati kaunteya prati janehi name bhakta pranashyati. Name bhakta pranashyati, my devotee, in any circumstance I will go to any extent to protect my devotee. This is Lord's promise. Lord promises saying that my devotee will be protected in all cost. So in the pastime of he exhibits that in the pastime of Ambarish Maharaj. Ambarish Maharaj was a great devotee and Durvasa Muni was envious. Like here the same example. Like Lord Shiva is a great devotee. Lord Shiva is called Vaishnavanam Yata Sambhu. He is one of the greatest Vaishnavas. So Daksha is envious of him. Envious of him, and then he wanted to find fault with the Lord Shiva. And same way Durvasa Muni also was he had a mystic power. So many things were there, but he was envious of Maharaj Ambarish. So he wanted to create a disturbance for Maharaj Ambarish. We know the whole story. And then he went to Brahma Loka, Lord Shiva's Loka, and then even up to the gate of Vaikuntha. See, he was such a powerful yogi. He could go up to Vaikuntha and even he could have a darshan of Lord Vishnu. That much he can do. But then what Lord Vishnu said? No, I can't do anything. Because this Sudarshan Chakra, please help me now. I can't do anything. Then he says, oh Brahmana, the best course of action for you is to go and fall at the feet of Ambarisha Maharaj. If Ambarisha Maharaj forgives you, then only the Sudarshan Chakra will return back. So this is Lord. Is it very difficult for Lord to ask the Sudarshan Chakra to come back? He can do. It is his weapon only. He could have done 1 second, he could have done that. But he didn't want to. Because you have offended my devotee. That is why Lord attaches so much importance for this his devotee. He is going to go any extent to to prove that my devotee is worshipable. You can't just do anything like that. So he quotes this famous sloka before that, Sadavo Hridayam Mahim Sadunam. My devotee is always in my heart, and I am always in the heart of my devotee. So this, my devotee does not know anything other than me, and I do not know anything other than my devotee. That's it. He summarizes everything, saying that nothing can be done. You have offended him, you go and fall at the feet of Maharaj Ambarish. If he forgives, then this Sudarshan Chakra will go back. So this is the type of thing which Lord attaches to this devotee. And Srila Prabhupada continues his purport. He's saying, his devotee is more valuable than offering respect to him. Devotees do not identify with the body, so offering respect to a Vaishnava means offering respect to Vishnu. So this is like a devotees, okay, from the very beginning. Srila Prabhupada says, if you don't understand we are not this body, we are spirit soul, then there is no question of any advancement in spiritual life. Beginning is this only. The Bhagavad Gita, just a beginning is this. You are not this body, you are spirit soul. Sometimes now we hear, oh Prabhu, this we have heard many times. Every time we are saying in the class, same thing. We are not this body, we are spirit soul. Yeah, but have we realized that? We are hearing that. We are hearing every day, every time, we are not this body, we are spirit, so we are not this body, we are spirit. How much have we realized? Have we realized that? Until that time, we have to keep on hearing only. Until that time, we have not realized that we are not this body, we are spirit, so we have to keep on remembering ourselves. Reminding ourselves, yes, we are not this body, we are servant of Krishna, yes. But are we realizing that and acting on the platform that we are not this body, we are spirit, soul? Then you don't have to hear again. But if you are not hearing that, so you are not realized that, you are not acting on that platform, then we have to continue to hear. So then he says here, is a Vaishnava is offering respect to a Vaishnava, is offering respect to Lord Vishnu. It is stated also that as a matter of etiquette, as soon as one sees a Vaishnava, one must immediately offer him respect, indicating the super soul sitting within. Super soul is sitting within. So there is etiquettes are also there. Nectar of Devotion gives some prescription. Like for example, in front of the deities, we don't offer obeisances. Like this is like there are some circumstances. Somebody is taking prasadam at that time. Oh, now I have to offer obeisances. Now, so certain things to be avoided. But in general, we have to offer obeisances. You have to pranam obeisances. Sometimes you may not be in a position to offer obeisances. You have to offer obeisances in the mind. Like for example, you are going in the airport. You can offer obeisances, but you don't have a problem. The other person may have a problem. The person who is going in the flight, everybody you are treating like servant, they will give a tough time for him. Sometimes in the material world is very strange situation actually. Sometimes you offer obeisances and then that fellow will think, you are treating everyone servant, okay, I will give you a hard time. Because this is like a very, very demoniac mentality. We offer obeisances because he's a representative of the Lord, he's a super soul sitting within, we offer obeisances. But they don't think like that. So there are certain etiquette has to be followed and whatever the, so it's in front of the deities or in particular circumstance where you can't pay obeisances, those things are there. And other than that, we have to follow these obeisances immediately, as soon as we see. If you can't offer, then at least in the mentally we offer obeisances. That also is needed. So Prabhupada continues here saying, a Vaishnava sees the body as a temple of Lord Vishnu. Since Lord Shiva had already offered respect to the super soul in Krishna consciousness, offering to respect to Daksha, who identifies with body, was already performed. So this is like this is a common question. Whenever you go put tilak and go anywhere, immediately they ask the question, what is this? What is the paint? Everybody asks. It is sometimes the people don't put, thinking that they will ask question. We specifically put, so they ask question, we get an opportunity to explain. Why to be shy actually? People put, actually have you seen in the splinter station, they will have a green hair like this. It will come like a gopura, it will come. They are not ashamed of this. Why we should be ashamed of something? Not that is to be. They follow their custom, their procedure. The custom only, not custom. Because they follow that. Because why we have to be afraid or we have to be ashamed of it. Then we get an opportunity. Yes, yes, this one person. So then we say, this is a temple of God. Body is a temple of God. And every day we take bath. So that way, 2-3 minutes in the office or wherever you go, you are able to explain the situation. That way, this is like this understanding, we get an opportunity. So this is why we put tilak. So this body is a temple of God. We have to use this body in the service of the Lord. All this different philosophy. That way, they get to hear something. So this is here, Srila Prabhupada explains this, that devotee understands is a temple of Lord Vishnu, since Lord Shiva had already offered respect, because Lord Shiva is mentioned, he is always meditating. If you see any picture of Lord Shiva, he is doing some other work, not doing some other activity. No, always he is meditating. Well, whom he meditating on actually? See, like when Lord Shiva is meditating, means whom he is meditating on? He is not meditating on something void or anything. He is meditating on Sankarshan. He is meditating on the Lord. He is always in this mood of meditation. And he is not, sometimes, you know, like when you are in meditation, he is always in samadhi. The external circumstances does not matter. Sometimes we see, you know, like even our limited, sometimes you are looking at the deities and somebody will touch on the, you won't even realize. Because your meditation is on the Lord. So then you don't even realize somebody is talking or somebody is knocking or all these things. That is why he is always in meditation, and he, when Daksha entered this assembly, he didn't get up. It's not a big aparadha or anything, but Daksha considered otherwise. So this is like a, so he already offered respect because always he is meditating on the Supreme Lord in Sankarshan. This is next sloka. I won't get into that because all the points of next sloka will be like a, this is like a, the, where the is mentioned is Vasudeva Saptitam. Like this is Suddha Sattva. He is in that platform. He is always there. So he is nothing to, separately does not have to offer any respect to anyone. So this is the mood of a great devotee. He is always in meditation, always in samadhi. But Daksha didn't understand that, because he is still in the bodily concept of life, and he thinks, you know, like, I am this, I am a father-in-law, he is a son-in-law, this and that. And this type of only material calculation he is making, that's why he is not able to distinguish between such a great soul and his powerful personality. And then he is thinking of like, he is dragging him to his level. Lord Shiva didn't want to come to that level. So that's why even the cursing and counter-cursing was happening, he just left the place. He didn't want to get to this, the mundane cursing, mundane arguments. He didn't want to get, he just left the place. So this is a very interesting pastime and interesting thing for us also. Actually, it happened when Lord Balaram, so this is a contrast is there. When Lord Balaram entered the arena where the sages of Naimisharanya were discussing, at that time, Romaharshan was the speaker. He was there, he didn't get up. This is another reason. See, sometimes you have to get up, sometimes you should not get up again. here this Romaharshan, he thought, like, I am sitting in Vyasasan. I am like a, from a, that point of view he is higher, and then Balaram is basically from a, at that pastime is from Kshatriya. So he thought, now like, I don't have to get up. So Balaram got very angry, and then just threw one grass and then killed him. So this is a, so that is why the offering obeisances is like an integral part of our life, in the devotee's life, now offering obeisances. But we have to remember that when we are offering obeisances to the Supreme Lord, who is situated within the heart as Paramatma. Paramatma is situated, then we offer respects to him. And then, and also when we do this, this way we please the Lord. We please the Lord. Lord says in one place I was reading, it says, who is a devotee, is in the Adi Purana it is mentioned, Yame Bhakta Jana Partha Name Bhakta Jane Janaha Mad Bhakta Nam Chaye Bhakta Teme Bhakta Samomata. Lord Krishna says, if somebody says he is my devotee, he is not my devotee. Immediately he says, I am your devotee, you are not my devotee. But if you say I am a devotee, servant of your devotee, then you are my real devotee. This is what Krishna attaches so much importance to the devotee. We have so many examples in Srimad Bhagavatam, Prahlad Maharaj, Ambarisha Maharaj. So many great devotees are there for them, even Arjuna, Draupadi. Because Krishna says, they committed this offense and then they have to go. I'm not going to, you may forgive him, but I'm not going to forgive. This is Lord Krishna's position. Because he takes the position of Dharma. It's not that Krishna is not attached to this or that. If somebody follows Dharma, then Krishna protects them. If you are in the path of Adharma, then Krishna wants to finish you. Even though Arjuna says, no, I am going to forgive them. No, you may forgive, but I am not going to forgive. My case, already they are dead. I already killed them. You get this instrument. You nimitta matram bhava savyasati. You become an instrument and you get the credit. But my point of view, they have to be killed. Because this is what Lord Krishna is. Because Krishna, he attaches. That is why he is so magnanimous and also he is so merciful to his devotee. And anybody takes up his service of preaching or doing this, he becomes very, very dear to Krishna. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, end of Bhagavad Gita, he says, Ya idam paramam guhyam madbhakteshu abhidhasyati bhaktim mayi param krutva mame vaishyasi asamshayah. If you count how many asamshaya there in Bhagavad Gita, then you can understand. How many asamshaya? Masucha, asamshaya. Because Krishna, every time he guarantees that. Because sometimes we may have to, oh, Krishna, will he protect me? Will not protect me? He will let me down. Nobody, Krishna will never, the world, anybody else can let us down. Krishna will not let us down. That is exemplified in all the scripture. Everywhere. Prahlad, Dhruva, Ambarish, Narada. Everywhere. Not, tell me one place where Krishna let down somebody. No. You have yet to find. You will never find that. Because that is Krishna's promise. So that is why we, when we take, then Krishna becomes indebted actually. Krishna becomes indebted to that person. He says, there is no person more dear to me than he who tries to distribute this knowledge. That is why it's very, very important for us. It's not like we also try to follow them, try to understand, try to apply, and then not that is not sufficient. That we have to give this knowledge. Like Srila Prabhupada could have sat in Vrindavan Dham and easily have gone back home back to Godhead. No problem for him. Why he has to take this trouble of coming out of Vrindavan at the age of 70? Why? Why he has to come? Because of compassion. Vaishnava is paradukha dukhi. So he came. He did all this tapasya. It's not easy for him at the age of 70 coming out and doing all these things. But for our situation is not that difficult. We don't have to write another Bhagavad Gita, another purport we don't have to write. We have to just read only. And we have to read and understand and then try to give the knowledge. That's it. Okay, very easy. Everything is there. So this is what we have to take advantage of this situation and try to become in the good books of Krishna. If Krishna is in your side, you don't have to worry about anything. That's why Sanjaya concludes Bhagavad Gita saying, Yatra Yogeshwara Krishna, Yatra Partho Dhanurdharah, Tatra Shri Vijayor Bhuti, Dhruvanitir Madhir Mama. When Krishna is there, finally he gives the starting also, Sanjaya only he gave his conclusion, and finally he gives the conclusion, no, Rudrashtra, nothing is going to happen. Your all sons will be doomed. Because Krishna is there in this side, he is victorious, Arjuna will become victorious. He gives this is in my opinion. So Krishna gives his opinion. So that is, Sanjaya gives his opinion. So we have to take this thing to heart. Yes. Yeah, I want to, like this, all the great devotees are there. Bhagavatam is full of these examples only. What is Bhagavatam? Both Krishna and also Krishna's great devotees. Dhruva Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj, Ambarish Maharaj, Lord Shiva, Narada Muni, all these great personalities. If we can see their life, Krishna reciprocated with them. And then Krishna will reciprocate with us also. It is not that only Krishna will be merciful to Prahlad Maharaj, Dhruva Maharaj, Ambarish Maharaj. We also have the same mood. We can't become Ambarish Maharaj, we can't become Yashoda or something. But at least now we can follow in their footsteps and then try to please Krishna. Then we will also get Krishna's protection. Krishna's unlimited mercy will also be. Stop here if there are any questions or comments. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.